Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this is show number 327 for December 30th, 2012. And I want to wish everyone a happy new year. We're closing the year out with show number 327. And the music you're listening to is Tangeray and Tonic by Jerry Fisher and Soul Cycle. And I want to thank IOTA PromoNet for providing the music for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. It's greatly appreciated. And today in the Home Base Travel Agent Show, we are coming up soon with the co-hosted segment, and it's going to be Laureen Romero and I talking about what's happened at the Home Base Travel Agent Show in 2012 and what's coming up in 2013. So I hope you stay tuned and look forward to that. And for those of you who may have gotten a new iPhone or a new smartphone device for Christmas, and if this may be your first time listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, we can be found on iTunes, as you may know, and we're available on the Blueberry Network, and that's BLUBRRY, that's Blueberry without the E's, and that's blueberry.com, and we're available there. We're also available at the Travelcast Network, and you can locate the Travelcast Network at the travelcastnetwork.com. And for those of you that have a Roku attached to your television set, we can be found on Roku on your television by going to the Blueberry channel. So a variety of ways to listen to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and perhaps more ways coming up in 2013. Well, I want to thank NACTA, the National Association of Career Travel Agents, for allowing us to be an affiliate member with their fine organization. And we wish NACTA a great new year, and we look forward to 2013 and continuing an association with that fine organization. Okay, and be sure to go over to Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And those are the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, HBTAS. Facebook.com/HBTAS, and you can like our Facebook page, and I'd really appreciate that. I look forward to having you over there and participating in the conversation on Facebook. And thank you very much for those people that are subscribing or like that page, I should say. And with that, what we're going to do is get right on into the co-hosted segment. So here we go. To the co-hosted segment of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're going to jump right in here and say hello to Laureen. Hi, Laureen.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
And you know, dear listeners, I shouldn't say we, that's a royal we. Laureen worked so hard this month to get a guest on the show, and I think the holidays and everybody's busy schedule kind of took over, and I know Laureen worked real hard. How many people did you contact, Laureen?
I contacted six separate suppliers to come on today's show, and everybody was busy. I'm very excited they all had a life. Bummer that they couldn't come on our show, though.
Yeah, so we really wanted to get a show out in December. We didn't want to leave a month here in 2012 without a show. So Laureen and I have been chatting for some time, and we want to do a wrap-up show and also tell you what's coming up in 2013 for the Home Base Travel Agent Show.
That sounds like a great way. So, Barry, tell us about some of the speakers that we had on in 2012.
Well, you know, looking back at the notes that I took and the show notes and stuff, you know, some of the speakers, actually we've had some of them on a couple, three times during 2012. And, you know, the one that we've had on the most, I think, is Catherine Heeg. And, you know, I think that shows our interest in social media, Laureen, because each of the three times that Catherine's been on the show, her expertise is in using social media to improve your business. And we've talked about Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, and just social media in general as it relates to the travel business. She was on show number 313, 317, and 321. So listeners, if you want to go back and take a look at those, the numbers make it easier, I think, to go back to the website at hometravelagent.net and take a look. I think one of my favorite shows that we had in 2012, and it was on January 22nd, so it was the start of the year, it was show number 315, and Chris D'Souza came on the show, and she talked about best practices to build your business. And I remember during that show, I was just taking notes like crazy because everything that she said was really important and a lot of good ideas on how to build your business. Chris works for a cruise line. And help me with that, Lorraine. I didn't make a note on that one. Which cruise line does she work for?
She works for Celebrity.
Celebrity. Okay, thanks. And, you know, even though she's a representative for Celebrity, I don't think she mentioned Celebrity Cruise Line once. She was just full of information to help out travel agents. So you need to go back and take another listen to that show, number 315. The ideas that she had back in January of last year still apply to what you're going to be doing in 2013. And that was Chris D'Souza. We also had Alaska Dream Cruises, and Michael Ween was on the show, number 324, talked about small ship cruises. That was a cruise that you took, Lorraine, right?
Yes, and it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and that show went into some of the amazing things that you can do on a small ship cruising Alaska, going into the fjords and taking your own personal kayaks out. And they have a special motorized vehicle that you can travel. It's a personal vehicle that you can travel around on shore. And just a lot of the amazing things that you can do on a small ship cruise, Alaska Dream Cruises. We also got into a discussion on some of the wonderful cuisine that you experience on this cruise. And I remember Lorraine sending pictures of what she was served, the food that she was served on the ship. So that says something about some of the great things that happens on Alaska Dream Cruises. That was very interesting. We also had John Tanzella, and he's with the International Gay Lesbian Travel Association, and we talked about their upcoming convention in Chicago, which is going to happen on May 2 through 4 in Chicago. And we asked John to come back before May to talk about that before the convention, but I think we've been neglectful in our duties. But I do want to give him a shout out and let you know that if you're interested in going to the Chicago convention there, you can sign up at iglta convention.org. and again, that's show number 323 if you'd like to find out more about that. And last but not least, on show number 326, the show previous to this one, and that was on 12/2/12, we had Jody Overstreet on, and she talked about the Anchorage Wild Expert Program and a great fam trip that you can experience if you sign up for their Alaska Wild Expert Program. So that's some of the highlights of 2012, Lorraine, and I know you have some guests lined up and some information to share about 2013.
I do. Thank you, Barry. You know, it's interesting that you bring up Jody because I, for 2013, will become the webinar moderator for NACTA, which is great. It's just a contract job, but I love working with NACTA. They're a great bunch of people that are at NACTA. We've had Bob on the show in the past. We also had the new VP, Ann, who's been there for almost a year now. And she's actually somebody I want to put on my list for this upcoming year to come back on so she can talk about the new direction of NACTA for the new year. But the opportunity that I've been given is to work with suppliers to be able to have them on their webinars and to moderate that. So it's, for me, it's kind of an extension of what you and I do, which has been incredible for the last 7 years. And I'm really looking forward to continuing it for another year because that's where our passion is. I love working with you. I love being able to train travel agents and working with suppliers. There you go. And it really just, for me to be with NACTA and help them with their webinars is just an extension of what I do with you. But the reason that came up is because Jody is going to be one of our first guests for 2013. She will be the guest speaker on the January 10th webinar. And the reason I point that out is these webinars are exclusive to NACTA members. And Jody will be talking about the AWE program again, which we talked about it earlier this month on our show, but she's also got a special perk in there. So if any of our listeners are NACTA members, please be sure to listen to and sign up for the January 10th NACTA Visit Anchorage webinar, because Jody's going to be talking about the OSS certification program. And any of the NACTA members that listen to the podcast to be able to know about the certification program and get more details and become certified within the first week until January 17th, she's going to pull one of the NACTA members' names out to be able to be included on an all-exclusive winter fam. And if it's the one that I'm thinking of, it'll be in March and it'll be the Iditarod. And that's the one that I did last year, Barry, that we talked about also on the show, and it's absolutely amazing. So if any of you are NACTA members, if you're not, you might want to consider joining NACTA and going to the website at NACTA.org and becoming a member, because just having the opportunity to win that fam will make it worth your while to be one of our listeners, to be able to hear about it early and to be a NACTA member. Don't you think that's kind of cool, Barry?
Yeah, that's great. And boy, to win a trip like that, and don't let the winter weather of Alaska scare you away. It wasn't that bad, was it, Lorraine?
It was 25 degrees, and it was March 5th. I remember the date. It was 25 degrees. And what's the weather like where you are, Barry, right now in December?
It's probably 22 degrees outside.
Yeah. So everybody thinks Alaska is tremendously cold, and it wasn't. It's actually really beautiful. But some of the other speakers that we have lined up for 2013 and I'm very excited about is we have Lisa Hamilton, who is with Club Med, and I want to be able to interview her about that because there's a Club Med that's here in the United States over in Port St. Lucie, which is over in Florida, and it's a really wonderful facility, and I want to hear more about it from her.
Now that you mention that, I'm going to be in Port St. Lucie next week. Maybe I should stop by Club Med.
Oh, you should. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I'd never been to one before, and it's very modern, very nice, and you should really go have a site inspection.
Yeah, Gail and I are going to go down and spend a week at Port St. Lucie. Jensen Beach, which is right next to Port St. Lucie. So, yeah. Wow. Just thought of that.
See, we are alive and thinking.
Yeah.
Another guest that I'm planning to have on, her name is Sahar Issa. She is the owner of Cross Country Tours, and they specialize in group tours to Egypt and Israel, Morocco, and all these other exciting, exotic places that would be a wonderful place for your clients to be able to go to. And I've met her, and she was really enthusiastic. And I told her about being what we do on the podcast, and she would really like to come aboard. So I'm going to get her signed up. We also have Kathy Bay, who is with All About Hawaii. And that's another tour operator company. They do all-inclusive packages for travel agents. And the thing that really is important about All About Hawaii is they don't work with the public. They only work with travel agents. And their res agents are amazing. They know all of the facilities and can give really good referrals. And they bundle things together. And this is the kind of company also that if you want to add a service fee in the background, it's easy to do. And a lot of times that we really, as travel agents, don't reward ourselves for our hard work and just say it's okay just to do commission. With this company, they put a fee in the background that the client never sees, and it just makes it even better for us. I did that. That's my last booking, and the res agent on the other side of the phone said, it's about time you rewarded yourself and treated yourself like a real businesswoman and give yourself a benefit of earning your keep. And I went, wow, okay, I need to do that more with them. I book with them a lot, and I want other travel agents to know about them. Vivian Shell is a very dynamic woman, and she is the CEO of Exclusively Spain, and she has a very good presentation on tours that are cuisine and foodie related. And I really think that our listeners would really enjoy that. So those are the four guests that I have lined up in the next couple of months. There's others that will be coming on board also, but those are the next couple of months. And I just wanted to share them with everybody as we're doing a wrap up for 2012.
Yeah. And as we're coming up at the end of 2012, I know we want to wish everybody a happy holidays and hopefully everyone had a great Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. And a safe, safe, happy new year. It seems like everybody's energy has really shifted from very stressful to, wow, we can really just move on with things. So I'm really looking forward to a bountiful and abundant 2013. And I really wish that on to you, Barry, as well as all of our listeners.
Well, thank you. And speaking of bountiful, you know, just before we started recording the show, Lorena and I had a long discussion about getting a MacBook Pro. Lorena's been trying to talk me into Mac or Apple products for a long time, and I've ended up with an iPad, and now I have an iPhone, the latest iPhone 5, and you know, what's the next step? And I've got a desktop PC that's going to be needed. I'm going to have to replace it probably in the next year. So, you know, where do I spend my money? And of course, Lorena's MacBook Pro. So we had a great discussion about that. And I'm fairly convinced that that's what I have to do. So anyhow, we're techies. We like to talk about technology on the show.
Well, you know, Barry, I don't even know if I told you this. I may have, but I was included in an article in AgentNet Life in the November issue. And it's one of the travel agents who I had never met, she is a Nexion member, read about my Mac love and passion, and that's all I use. And she actually emailed me because of the article, because she's a fellow Nexion member, and asked me some questions. And I said, well, why don't you just do the old-fashioned, antiquated way and call me? And we can talk. So I had a lovely, lovely discussion with her about being a travel agent exclusively on Mac. And thank you for bringing that up, Barry, because I'd actually forgotten about it. But she was great. She was great, and she's very enthusiastic. And you too, Barry, can be a travel agent just on Mac products. I promise. It's okay to step away from the PC.
Yeah. Well, that was an article in Agent at Home.
It was. You know, actually, if you want, I will send you the PDF of the article. I don't even think I mentioned it to you.
Yeah, I think you did. I believe you did. Yeah, you did. You sent me the PDF already. Yeah, that was a good article.
Oh, good.
Is there a link to it I can put in the show notes if listeners want to go to it?
You know, that's interesting. If you go to the website, you have to jump through a bunch of bells and whistles, but perhaps I can send you the PDF and maybe we can create a link and just send people to that.
Okay.
Maybe in our Dropbox.
All right. I will, I'll work on that one.
That's good. So Barry, if our listeners would like to reach you, what is a good way of touching you?
Yeah, reach out and touch me at Barry@hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, the Home Based Travel Agent Show can be found at facebook.com/HBTAS, and HBTAS is the initials for Home Based Travel Agent Show. And Lorene?
I can always be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. I also have a Facebook page of Lorene R. That's LORENER. And please, listeners, friend me on my new sharp-tongued Facebook page. I love getting more and more people involved in that. And mostly it's us travel agents, but I also am friends with a bunch of suppliers on there, and they may also be a very good resource to you. It's all about being friends and playing well together in this day and age. So happy new year and happy holiday to everybody. And thank you for listening to our show.
Yeah. Happy new year. And we look forward to being with you in 2013. Okay, thank you, Lorene, and thank you for all the hard work that you do during the year to bring guests on the show. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure the listeners do too. And we will be back in 2013. We will have an interview scheduled at the end of January, and then we have another interview scheduled early on in February as well. So the January show will be about a month from now, and then shortly following that will be the February show. And I look forward to coming back and having you all here at the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And I want to wish you all a very Merry New Year, very Happy New Year, and I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. And with that, I wish you all safe travels, stay healthy, and we'll see you next month, everybody. Bye-bye.